Hey teachers, thanks for joining me. This is the last one I'm going to talk about today, in this series, about the mission statement of our student ministries here at Covenant. And we are, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to read for you our mission statement. Let me just start right there. Our mission statement is that we exist to nurture and commission students who love God, who love His church, and who love their generation. And we talked about what it means to love God and how we got to focus on Jesus. We're not just general God people. We are the God who has manifested Himself to us in the person and the work of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. We want them to fall in love with Jesus. We want them to fall in love with His church, and that's what we've been talking about. That the church is an organization that is given to us by Christ as a way to bless His people, to strengthen them, to empower them, to build them up in the faith. He has officers, and He has a gospel, and He has law, and He's given us these things so that we would be built up and encouraged, that we'd be fed on the gospel, to be spiritually alive, so that we could then go out into the world as His organism. Bless our neighbors, bless our coworkers, bless our homeowners associations, taking our gifts, and you know, maybe you join the Rotary Club, you know, maybe you become part of the Boy Scouts, maybe you become a mentor with the YMCA, but all of that is part of the organism, and the church of the people have been built up and strengthened and fed and encouraged by the church as an organization so that they can go out and be a blessing everywhere they go and to build up other people in Christ. So that's what we've been talking about. The church is an organism, and we want our students to fall in love with the church as an organization and with the church as an organism, and they're part of that. What I want to do now is just talk about students who love their generation, this last part of our mission statement. This will be pretty brief, I think, but we want our students to love their generation. Think about this. Our students are going to reach people that we're never going to reach. They're going to reach the people sitting next to them at school, and we'll never know those kids. They're going to reach the people on their soccer team. We don't know those kids, but they do. They're going to reach their generation. I'm not going to reach the generation of a 1975. Everyone who died before 1975, I never met them. I'm never going to meet them. And I'll never meet the people who were born in 2075, and neither will you. We're never going to meet them. But our children will be reaching people that are born in 2050, maybe 2075. They'll still be alive. Many of them will be. They're going to reach a generation that we're never going to see. And so we want them to fall in love with those people because that's the only generation they're going to reach. We've only got one group of people we can reach. We're not going to reach the people from 1675 or 1775 or 1870. We're not going to do that. We're not going to reach the people of 2175 or 2275. Not going to happen. But our students are going to reach their generation. Those generations are going to pass the gospel on to their own generation. We're passing it on to our children, to these students. And they're going to reach their peers, and they're going to reach the people that come after them. So how do we help them fall in love with their generation? Let me tell you what not to do. We can get them to hate their generation if we constantly complain about it, right? It would be very easy to say, oh, these kids these days, all they do is look at their phones. These kids today, they're all so lazy. These kids today, they're all dressing weird. They get weird haircuts. I don't like their tattoos. And we complain about their generation, all this silly music or the movies they watch or the cartoons are all silly. If we complain about it, and we act like we despise their generation, one of two things is going to happen. Either they're going to hate us or they're going to hate their generation, and neither of those is a good thing. So we want our students to fall in love with their generation, with the people. They know how to talk to students who spend a lot of time in playing video games. They know how to do that because those are their people. We want to equip them to love their generation. So what would that look like? Well, let me just give you a couple of ideas. Number one, it would be being aware of what they're interested in. And this goes back to the accommodation principle. But yeah, if you know that your kids, your students, if you know what they're watching, on TV, if you know what they're listening to music-wise, if you know those kinds of things, then you'll be able to address them on their level. If you're working with kids, you might talk about Ninjago. If you're working with teenagers, you know, you might be talking about the Avengers movies. You might be talking about the music they're listening to. You're going to talk about really popular musicians like Drake. Or you're going to talk about, I don't know, Taylor Swift. You're going to talk about really, you know, Katy Perry, really, really big cultural icons right now. You're going to know their music. You're going to talk about those things. Not because you're saying that those are the gospel, because they're not. But what you're saying is that I value where you are at this time in your life. I know what's going on. I'm trying to understand what's going on in your generation. So we want our students to love their generation. And one of the ways we do that is by showing them that we're interested in it. That we're trying to understand them where they are. We're trying to understand their peers where they are. But also by just constantly reminding them that they have a responsibility put upon them by Christ to reach their generation. That they need to be thinking about outreach. That we're feeding them on the gospel, we're teaching them about Christ, we're sharing Christ with them, and then also saying, now go out and be a blessing. Go. You're going to reach your generation. Constantly pointing them back to the fact that they are the ones who are going to reach their people and that this is their responsibility. And I would just add one more thing. How do we help our students fall in love with their generation? It's also going to happen when they see us modeling that we're in love with our generation, that we're the ones who are sharing the gospel with our coworkers, that we're the ones who are working hard, that we're the ones who are repenting of our sins, that we're the ones who are loving those who aren't able to love us back. When they see us doing that with our people, when they see us doing that to each other, forgiving each other, loving each other, then they'll want to do that with their own generation too. And so teachers, I'm going to end there with our mission statement. Our mission statement is to love God. Our mission statement is to nurture and commission students who love God, who love His church, and who love their generation. I want to end by just encouraging you teachers, and then we're done with this series. God's plan, His plan, is to save people through other people. Now, we don't do the saving. Christ saves. But your mouth, like literally, that mouth you have is something that belongs to the King. And that heart that you have belongs to Him. And He is changing your heart and putting His gospel in your mouth. And when you speak it through your mouth and that gospel enters their ears and goes into their hearts, that is the most powerful element in the universe. No joke. That the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And when you speak it, no joke, hearts are raised from the dead. When you speak it, evil shudders. When you speak it, children are suited up. Students, teenagers are suited up with the gospel of Jesus Christ so that the fiery darts of the wicked one will not pierce them. When you speak the gospel, when you're talking to your kids about Christ, you are changing things. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. I want to give you all the hope in the world that what you're doing matters. What you're doing is changing lives. So please keep teaching. Please keep sharing the gospel. And above all, keep believing that Christ is your Savior and that you are His. Thanks for joining me for this first series on our mission statement for the student ministries at Covenant Presbyterian Church. I want to encourage you to also listen through our series on our goals and our methods, and I hope all of these will be helpful resources for educating you and encouraging you as you fulfill your calling here amongst our students at Covenant Presbyterian Church. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.